it's game time. You ain't no time of this, man. Man, listen, ain't nothing like playing football, man. This is the best gift anyone can ever have, man.
Throws to the middle. Ball is batted around. Kicked out by the deflection. Vince Wilfork has it.
Going to the right. Now floats one deep down the field. The ball will be intercepted by Raheem Moore.
The Texans made a splash in free agency with the addition of Raheem Moore and Vince Wilfork, plus veteran wide receivers Nate Washington and Cecil Shorts III.
I think Raheem Moore and Vince Wilfork, you know, they are not lunch pail guys. You know, they're really good players.
They needed some stability up front. Every time Vince Wilfork's on the field, he commands a double team, sort of like in basketball, where you got to double team him, and that allows some other guys in space to make some plays inside. And then you needed some leadership on the back end, and that's what Raheem Moore brings. He's an experienced player. He's had a great deal of success in the league.
Moore's out of the 45-yard line, and there's a big play by the Broncos defense.
You can see it from the first part of OTAs that he's going to make his presence felt, or he has, on the back end of the defense. So two veteran players that really plug in well defensively for this team.
You're hopeful that everybody can take their game up, you know, one notch, regardless of whether they're veterans, younger players, or rookies just coming in for the first year. You know, it's a show-me game, and regardless of whether or not you've been in the league or you have not been in the league, the players have got to show they can still do this. If they're older players, they got to show us they can still do it. And the younger players have got to show us that they can, you know, carve out a niche, a role for themselves on this team.
The Texans added depth to the roster with their 7 draft picks, starting with first-rounder Kevin Johnson.
Pretty much met all my expectations. You know, I was overwhelmed with joy, and after the draft, my family had a surprise party for me that I had no clue about. They had you know, all my friends and family from back home. It was a good time. It's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting that, you know, to see myself holding up this jersey and, you know, just kind of realizing that I'm finally, you know, where I want to be in the NFL, but I still gotta work hard. I ain't done nothing yet in the NFL, so I've never been to, you know, the Texans facility or anything like that. And, you know, seeing the coaches and then the staff again, and, you know, hopefully seeing some of the players, meeting some of my future players. I'm just excited to be there for the first time, really. It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, it's big. It looks nice, man. It looks nice.
Yes, sir. It's my new home right here, baby.
I think Kevin Johnson, he's battling A.J. Boye to be the nickel corner. They're a very solid corner.
And he's hit as he throws downfield, and it's picked off Boye at the 50. Plus Flacco throws to his left, and it's intercepted again. Texans have it at the 20. Touchdown, J.J. Pick 6.
You know, I'm, you know, just a cornerback. I'm passionate about the game. And I think I have some gifts that, you know, God has blessed me with. And, you know, I'm just trying to get better every day.
Covington, to me, was a third-round pick free and clear of any injury. Let's hope that he can get on the field and produce and provide depth to this 2015 defensive line and beyond.
I think Keith Mumphrey, who is one of those two-for-one players, actually he could go three different ways. He can line up at wide receiver. He can help you in the return game, play inside and outside at receiver. And then you can play him at running back in a pinch as well. So a multiple positional player that can help you at all three spots if need be.
OTAs are really important for the newcomer, especially the kids coming in, whether they're free agents that are new to the team or new guys coming in from college, just to lay the foundation.
Just get adjusted. Get the verbiage of the offense, defense, and kicking game. Learn the head coach's philosophy of the team, and also just learn the offense and learn the defense.
First down for the 43. Mallett gets the snap, floats one to Graham. 45-yard line down inside the 41. Griffin winged left. Case gets the snap. Quick drop, fires left side, and he's got his man tight end, Ryan Griffin, who's up to the 34-yard line.
I think there's an acclimation period for all players and to get to see what they're actually stacked up against. And then the learning that goes on during OTAs is establishes that foundation that they can build on when they get to training camp.
We're not reinventing the wheel. We're just trying to figure out a better way to utilize what we already have. Your core fundamentals within each position group are the things that make you a good player, whether it be a secondary player or a linebacker or a defensive lineman. There's just certain things that you have to be good at in order to be a good player in this league.
The OTAs are like training camp. It's like spring practice for college guys. The more that they can learn out of that than when we do get to training camp, because training camp is not what it used to be either. Now, hopefully, they'll have enough knowledge that they can get a foothold and learn and get better faster because of the OTAs.